Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. This is CBS Sports Radio. I am JR. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current one, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. All right, I hope you had a great Wednesday. I hope you got over the hump. If you did not, if you're still working to get over the damn hump, let me do my best to help you get there. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 4 hours. This is normal. I get started every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you to our producer, Susumu. He'll put the show together. He's helping to make sure that everything runs smooth. As I do every single Wednesday night, hump day, I'm going to bring you a new top six list. And tonight, because we are now days away from the start of the NFL playoffs, I'm going to give you a top six list of Super Bowl contenders. We know we have 14 teams that will be vying for the championship. People will say that everyone has an equal chance. It's nonsense. It's garbage. Hogwash. It's a waste of breath. Not all teams are created equal. I mean, even Ben Roethlisberger, you'll hear from Big Ben later on in the show, even he had to make a joke about the Steelers and their standings as it relates to the playoffs. And so 2 hours from now, it's a new top six list as I give you the top six Super Bowl contenders. We have that coming up. Also, next hour, I want to get into some hoops. We had an opportunity and a chance to talk about it briefly yesterday, and that was the return of Klay Thompson, who has now played two games. But ultimately, the team that the Warriors lost to is on a 10-game winning streak. That happens to be the Memphis Grizzlies, and one of the hottest names in the NBA right now is Ja Morant. Yeah, Ja Morant, who can barely go outside and buy a beer, is lighting the league up. And I just think this is the start of things to come over the next several years. And if Ja Morant has his way, he's not going to be waiting the next several years. The Grizzlies are on the come up. And most people, guess what? They don't even know who the hell the Grizzlies coach is. We're going to talk about the Grizzlies, more importantly, Ja Morant. And then also, what else is new? Kyrie Irving is in the news. No, he didn't do anything. But there is some news out about how the Brooklyn Nets can legitimately have Kyrie Irving play home games in Brooklyn. We'll get into that next hour. If you want to give me a holler, you know how to do it. The number here, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me online. That's at JR Sport Brief. Actually, just gave a preview. You already know what the hell we're talking about if you follow me on Twitter at JR Sport Brief. And to start tonight's show off, I'm going to stick to football. You know, last night, we talked about coaches. The fact that not all the great ones are appreciated when they're in the midst of their winning and greatness. And I think we can say that about a lot of people. When you're experiencing something, when you're in the midst of it, you don't always appreciate it. Typically, it comes at the end, at the conclusion, where you take a look back and just go, damn, that was special. Sometimes you have to enjoy greatness while it's right there in front of you. And so we talked about Tomlin being appreciated, Nick Saban being appreciated, even though he lost the national championship game to Georgia this past Monday. And then at times over the past year, especially around this time last year, we talked about Bill Belichick and whether or not he was appreciated. A lot of people were feeling the moment. They looked at Tom Brady winning a Super Bowl with the Buccaneers his first year leaving, and people said, damn, Tom Brady was really out there doing the majority of the work. And I had to say to myself, oh, well, that is just absolutely ridiculous. It's not a fact. But here's the deal. Bill Belichick has not only had so much success as a head coach in the NFL. Typically, as you know, if you have success in the NFL as a head coach, people want to pilfer your talent. Not just your players. People want your coaches. People think that if I grab XYZ coach from the greatest coach, then maybe I also can become a great team. And why not? You think about Bill Belichick, 6 Super Bowl rings in 9 appearances. He also has 2 Super Bowl rings as defensive coordinator for the New York Giants. Must be nice to coach Lawrence Taylor. Just, hey, Lawrence, go out there. Just break some skulls and don't commit too many penalties. Sounds like a cool job. And so as a result, throughout his time in the NFL, we've had a lot of talent come down the pipe and get head coaching opportunities because they worked for, with, and under Bill Belichick. But here's the funky part. These coaches don't work out. I mean, last night we heard from the New York Giants that Joe Judge is out the door. A couple of days ago, Brian Flores out the door in Miami. And the reasons vary. They really do. Joe Judge put his foot in his mouth. Brian Flores didn't necessarily get along with the general manager, and he was just like, hey, this isn't fair. You should give me some more rope here so I can actually execute what I would like to. You might recall, listen to Stephen Ross talk about collaborative efforts and the coach and management and everybody being on the same page. This was Stephen Ross explaining Brian Flores being let go.
I've been looking at this over 3 years now and watching the organization grow. And I think an organization can only function if it's collaborative and it works well together. And I don't think that we were really working well as an organization that it would take to really win consistently at the NFL level.
Oh, okay. Not set up to win consistently. All right. So now Brian Flores is gone, and he is already being courted by other NFL teams. Let's see where he ends up. Joe Judge, he got the boot yesterday. And John Mara, part of the ownership group, the partnership that helps run the New York Giants, his points, he had a couple of them. None of them were nice. None of them sounded good for Joe Judge, former special teams coordinator for Bill Belichick. John Mara actually said that the way we hired Joe Judge and not looking at other folks was probably an error.
We haven't necessarily made the right choices. I think looking back on our process, I wish it had been a little more extensive, that we had seen more people and maybe taken our time a little bit more with it. And we're going to try not to make that mistake this time.
Oh, well, damn. We interviewed you, but maybe we should have looked at 20, 40, 50 other people. Okay, I'm exaggerating, but you get my point. And so what about Joe Judge coaching like a punk? What about Joe Judge not believing in the New York Giants to get a first down against or in their own end zone? What about Joe Judge not trusting his own team to execute a punt? What about Joe Judge running two quarterback sneaks, giving up plays just to punt the ball to the other team, not believing in your own squad to get a couple of yards? You mean to tell me that that wasn't one of the reasons that you gave him the boot? John Mara says, I didn't like it, but it wasn't the whole reason.
Obviously, those weren't my favorite play calls in the world. I wish we had run that back when Pisarcik was here. But that was just one minor factor in the overall scheme of things. Obviously, not what I was looking for watching the game. But, you know, you can point to any number of play calls that any of us could have second-guessed.
After so many years, Bill Belichick right now does not have an assistant, a former protege. He doesn't have a former coach in the game right now. Unemployed. Nobody. Not Joe Judge, gone. Not Brian Flores, gone. I mean, and if you think back, past years, past seasons, Bill O'Brien? Where's Bill O'Brien? Oh, yeah, Alabama. Probably not going to stay. Spent time as head coach at Penn State. Bill O'Brien is probably pretty good as an offensive coordinator. But are you going to trust Bill O'Brien to run your team? I mean, there are rumors that Bill O'Brien is actually being courted by the Jacksonville Jaguars. What do you want him to do? He's going to trade Trevor Lawrence for a bag of chips? Bill O'Brien, had a nice little run with the Texans. 2-10 win seasons, 4 playoff appearances, a record at about 500, 52-48. 6-year run with Houston. But then he got too big for his britches. Bill O'Brien thought that he was the end-all, be-all. He thought he was judge, jury, and executioner. And it got him the boot. Bill O'Brien was trading away picks, assets, future Hall of Fame-type players, just because he didn't like them. The man got the boot. He had to call Nick Saban, or Nick Saban said, hey, here's a job. Speaking of people who think they're too big for their britches, Matt Patricia, how do you go to the Lions and have the players at the Detroit Lions absolutely hate your guts? Darius Slay, Eric Ebron, the list goes so long that I'd be here forever naming Detroit Lion players who hated Matt Patricia. Lions fans hated Matt Patricia. What did he do? He stood there with his hat backwards, with a pencil in his ear, looking angry. That didn't do the Lions a damn bit of good. They went 6-10, 3-12. And then Matt Patricia couldn't even see his way throughout a season. Overall, his record with the Lions, 13-29-1. And it doesn't help when you replace someone who is pretty much loved. Jim Caldwell went 9-7, and Matt Patricia comes on the next year, and everybody hates his guts. What's the deal? Just because you work for Bill Belichick doesn't mean you need to act like Bill Belichick Jr. You don't need to be curt with the media. You don't need to be a jerk to your players. You actually need to go out there and win some games and just be you. Josh McDaniels, another offensive coordinator, didn't work out with Denver. Jay Cutler of all people, and we know Jay Cutler is a special individual. He didn't even trust Josh McDaniels. He wanted out from Denver the minute that Josh McDaniels got onto the scene. Eric Mangini left the Patriots to coach the Jets, did have some success in the first year, but then after that, not only did he blow the whistle on his former boss, Bill Belichick's spying and cheating, but Eric Mangini was in the New York market acting like he won 3 and 4 and 5 Super Bowls. Didn't want to talk to the media. Stood on the sidelines and chewed the hell out of some gum. So it doesn't matter if it's Matt Patricia, Josh McDaniels, Eric Mangini, Bill O'Brien, Brian Flores, Joe Judge. None of these men have worked out under Bill Belichick. None of them have worked out when they have left Bill Belichick. What is Bill Belichick sprinkling evil dust on these men when they leave? Does he want to hold on to them forever? For the most part, these coaches get the endorsement of Bill Belichick. And how about somebody else who didn't work, who used to work for Bill Belichick? No one other than Nick Saban, who worked with Bill Belichick back when Belichick had his job with the Cleveland Browns. And if any place hates Bill Belichick, it would be Cleveland and probably New York, maybe the whole country. But the fact is, Nick Saban, we know, he was with the Dolphins for a couple of seasons. And if you talk to Nick Saban right now, talks about how he really didn't want to be there. They didn't give him a chance. He didn't get the quarterback he wanted. He just seemed disinterested. And so many coaches who have coached and worked with one of the greatest of all time, they failed. Saban, Mangini, O'Brien, Flores, Judge, McDaniels, Patricia failed as NFL head coaches, not even scratching the surface of what Bill Belichick has been able to do. And is this just a coincidence that one of the greatest head coaches of all time, that his protégés can all just fall apart, can't handle the pressure? And no, I personally don't think it's a coincidence. I think these folks are around Bill Belichick for so long that they think that they're Bill Belichick, that they forget who the hell they are when they go to get new jobs, that they don't actually take some of their own personality, that they don't develop some of their own skills, that they don't just take the best of what they've learned structure-wise with Bill Belichick and apply it to a new building situation. Bill Belichick has had his success. He can do whatever the hell he wants. He runs the New England Patriots. This is not for Brian Flores. He's not Bill Belichick. It's not for Joe Judge. He's not Belichick. Neither is Mangini. It's not a coincidence that Bill Belichick's coaches have failed when they got their head coaching opportunities. And we need to get to an NFL that isn't so much monkey see, monkey do. Look at your roster. Find the coach that can help you out. Don't just look to guys who fall off of Bill Belichick's tree, because that tree is pretty rotten. And the one who benefits the most is Bill Belichick. Don't think the apple is going to fall off the tree and that you could take it home and that it's delicious. No. These coaches have yet to develop their own personality. Brian Flores, he got a little bit too much of a raw deal. But even what you hear in Miami is that he wanted more power and more influence. These guys are not Bill Belichick. Working with him is a blessing. Thinking that you are Bill Belichick is certainly a curse. And I don't think it's a coincidence that so many Belichick disciples have failed. Learn how to be you. Take what you've learned and be yourself. That's it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are open. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. the latest proteges of Bill Belichick are gone. Joe Judge, Brian Flores. Bill Belichick doesn't have a disciple who's currently a head coach in the NFL. The closest is Vrabel, who played for Belichick. Do you think it's a coincidence that Bill Belichick, that his former coaches, that they have failed? Or do you think it makes all the sense in the world? I don't think it's a coincidence. I think we got a lot of coaches who take the quote-unquote Patriot way and try to slap it on into environments that don't fit. Why do you think these coaches haven't worked out? Do you think it's a coincidence? I'm going to take your calls when we come back. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Talking about that Bill Belichick guy. He doesn't have a damn coach that coached underneath him in the NFL right now. Joe Judge let go. Brian Flores let go. You think about historically, Bill O'Brien, Mangini, even Saban, Matt Patricia, Josh McDaniels, all former assistants under Bill Belichick who got an opportunity and failed. They got let go. Before we went to break, I was telling you that this is not a coincidence that Bill Belichick runs such a specific and tight of a ship that I think you get a lot of coaches who just take that exact model and try to follow it elsewhere without too much room for deviation, without developing things on their own. And I don't think it works. Why? Because not everybody's Bill Belichick. Not everybody's going to get the talent. Not everybody's going to have the opportunity. Not everyone is going to have the support of a Robert Kraft. Not everybody standing alone has the brain of Bill Belichick. There's only one Bill Belichick. And he's the dude who's out there, and he has the titles. And I think too many people have taken the Patriot way and have just tried to slap it onto something or another team that just doesn't fit at all. So the phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When you think about all of the failures that Bill Belichick has had as a result of his coaching tree, is it a coincidence, or does it make all the sense in the world? I need to let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by AutoZone. And what makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination? It's because they offer free battery testing and charging and reliable replacement batteries. And they've always got your battery solution. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Let's go ahead and hit the phone lines up. You can also tweet me at JR Sport Brief. Joe, he's calling up from Oregon. Joe, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, love the show, man. Thanks for having me. I'm calling, I think you hit it on the head. But I think the reasoning is, if you look at the past, like the homegrown trees and like those kind of guys, the apples that fell from the tree kind of established themselves without, you know, too much co-signing from homegrown, you know, or whatever. But I feel like people are just giving the pass right away because they work for Belichick. So they're like, oh, Belichick? Oh, you're hired. And then it doesn't work out because they're just giving that pass right away because you work for Belichick. So that's kind of my input. That's what I think.
Absolutely. And it's telling. And it is so unfortunate to hear it. John Mara, basically, and I want to play this again in a few seconds. And thank you so much, Joe, for calling up from Oregon. That's accurate. Like, come on. John Mara said, we could have done a better job in our coaching search. We shouldn't have just stopped at Joe Judge. We should have kept going. Listen to what John Mara had to say about them making a mistake initially hiring him. Listen.
We haven't necessarily made the right choices. I think looking back on our process, I wish it had been a little more extensive, that we had seen more people and maybe taken our time a little bit more with it. And we're going to try not to make that mistake this time.
Okay, yeah, sure. That's with Joe Judge. And then you also have Shermer and then McAdoo. But the reality is, you know, Joe made a great point from Oregon. People go, oh, my God, Bill Belichick, our new coach, shiny new toy. Oh, man, they say he's good. Well, Bill Belichick has had all the success in the world up there with the Patriots. Let's bring it here. Can we stop now? Can we really stop? Can we give an opportunity to, I don't know, maybe some former players who have the respect of the locker room? I don't think it's a coincidence that I guess the closest person to being a Belichick disciple who played for him and Mike Vrabel, I don't think it's a surprise that he's having success in Tennessee, because without a doubt, the players respect him. None. Sean is also calling from Oregon. Sean, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. You know, it's the hardest thing to go into a new place and create a new culture. And you want people to respect you. You don't want them to fear you. And the culture that Belichick has up there in New England is uptight. And not even too many players like to be in that environment. Tom Brady got tired of it. It wears on people.
Yes. Do you have more to say, or is that it?
Well, I think, you know, that's pretty much what I was getting to. You know, I mean, I just had a few thoughts about it, and I just thought about, you know, because I worked in some different work environments, and I just see how he is, and I watch how the players, they go there, and not too many players want to stay there after a while.
Yeah, well, that's twofold now. Because I can think of a lot of players who did not have success and they were let go and they say, oh, man, it was the worst situation, whether they are barely established players or players that I've never heard of. And then I actually think about some players who have had success and they say, hey, it's just show up and do your job. The McCourty twins, I'm cool with the McCourtys. We've had them on a show. I've known them for years. And Dev just talks about how this is. And this is not just conversations on air. You know, he talks about how it's not as draconian as people make it out to be. You show up and do your job. But ultimately, certain people aren't cut out for it. As you say, Tom Brady got tired of it. Well, Tom Brady was also there for 20 damn years. I would think most people would be tired of anything if they were doing it or under the same person, under the same rules, restrictions for 20 years. I get it. I understand. It's tough. Sam is calling from Arlington. Sam, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out, I think a lot of some of the callers are spot on. I don't think that particular system is going to work, you know, in other situations. I think it's environmental, like someone said, you know, and that area is pretty blue collar. I think it's all about accountability, but for some reason, I thought Vrabel coached under him as well. He was a player. but he's still a part of that culture and seems to be working well in Tennessee. So I don't know if you know that area, players under Vrabel would fit in a New England as well.
Yeah, well, it's very different when you think about, as I mentioned, yeah, he didn't coach underneath him, but he played. He got his opportunity as a defensive coordinator with the Houston Texans. And his time as defensive coordinator with the Houston Texans, to no big surprise, it was along with Bill O'Brien. And so, yes, related to Bill Belichick, but he got his start and his time in New England was as a player. And there's a big difference from being a player that people can respect and just being a guy who's not tackling anybody who's a blowhard. Mike Vrabel is not old. He's 46 years old. I'm pretty sure a lot of his players don't recall watching him, or maybe they do as youngsters. Mike Vrabel, I feel like I was watching this guy just last year hit people in the Super Bowl. That's how it feels to me. But the fact of the matter is, I think there's a big difference when you think about respect level. When a player can look at somebody else and go, oh, man, our coach can kick that coach's ass. He looks like he just stepped off the field. And that's Mike Vrabel. And so I really think that's the difference. You don't hear anything about the players absolutely hating his guts. And typically for most of Belichick's coaching tree, players don't like them. No different than, like you said, a lot of players don't like Belichick. That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. And we've been talking about Bill Belichick and his coaching tree. Joe Judge let go yesterday. Brian Flores let go 2 days ago. I can think about Bill O'Brien, Eric Mangini, Josh McDaniels, Matt Patricia, and even Nick Saban. They haven't worked out at the NFL level as head coaches. And I was telling you prior to the break that this is not a coincidence. We have too many individuals who take the Patriot way and just try to slap it onto another organization without having the clout and the success of a Bill Belichick. And shout outs to my main man, Paul Zeiss out in Pittsburgh. He pointed out that Brian Flores, as I mentioned here on air, said, yeah, he's already getting looks to be a head coach. Matt Patricia, terrible. Eric Mangini, bad. Bill O'Brien, oh my God, how the hell did he end up with GM responsibilities? Oh, those guys were the worst of the worst of the worst. And I don't think it's a coincidence. It's like taking a square peg and trying to make it fit into a circular hole. It doesn't work. Leave the Patriot way up in New England. Take the best of what you can learn as it relates to organization and structure and be you. And too many teams have pretty much just fallen for it. Gotten lazy. John Mara basically said it. Oh, yeah, when we hired Joe Judge, we should have looked at some other coaches. I don't think it's a coincidence. I just told you why. I'm going to take more of your calls, 855-212-4CBS. We're going to talk about the Patriots and the Bills, their matchup. We'll talk about John Morant. And then about an hour from now, I'm going to bring you a new top six list. Top six Super Bowl contenders for this postseason. We got 14 teams. We only going to have one winner. I'm going to give you the best six. But right now, I'm going to get your calls. Kendall is calling from Wisconsin. Kendall, you are on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, JR?
Very well. Go ahead.
I don't think it's a coincidence at all. I mean, a lot of these coaches weren't cut out to be head coaches in the first place. And, you know, they're looking at home and they've been assistants and won a lot of Super Bowls. And, you know, they're not like Mike Vrabel or Matt LaFleur, where they really had to earn it, and they're really good player coaches. I just think, you know, they weren't cut out to be coaches in the first place. They just kind of rode Bill Belichick's clout.
Oh, wow, damn. Yeah, riding the coattails. I hear that. Keith is here from New Orleans. Keith, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Jerome. I guess my comments, most of these guys have never had head coaching jobs before. And to just assume that because you coached under Belichick, an organization that's been well-run, well-oiled, and just can go over to another organization. And most of these organizations that are hiring or trash. Lacking in talent are trash.
There you go.
To take young or inexperienced head coaches and put them in those environments, I don't care who you come from, it's not going to work. I do think that if Nick Saban would have stayed in Miami for longer, he would have figured it out and he would have been successful. So I think he's an outlier in that sense. But I don't think that has anything to do with Bill Belichick. I don't think Bill Belichick has failed. Bill Belichick is paid to be the head coach of the New England Patriots.
Yeah,
Bill Belichick
doesn't.
Shouldn't be judged by the people underneath him. You're making it sound like it's Bill Belichick's fault.
No. I think that is personally your interpretation of it, because every person who has messaged me online and so far the callers who have called up have yet to say anything close to the fact.
If you listen to what you've said that Bill Belichick has failed. Underneath him have been trash.
Hey, Keith, I have not said that Bill Belichick has failed. Okay, I don't know where the hell you have been, but certainly if you listen to the beginning of this show, if you listen to 2 hours of the show yesterday, if you've listened to the show over the past 2 years, I have done nothing.
In the last hour,
Keith,
you've talked about Bill Belichick has failed.
Well, Keith, I'm going
to
ask you a question.
Go back and listen to it. I didn't make this up.
You
said it.
Keith, can you stop for a second?
Sure.
Are you ready to listen?
Absolutely. Sure.
I want you to calm down because I'm worried about your blood pressure. That's the first thing. The second thing I want you to do, are you listening on the radio or are you using the free Odyssey app?
I'm listening on the rail on my car radio.
Okay. So what I want you to do, you called me on a cell phone, I presume, correct?
Yes, sir.
Do you know how to use an app?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I want you to get the Odyssey app. I'm going to spell it for you.
I have the Odyssey app.
Oh, you have it. Okay.
Yep.
So when we hang up, I want you, and I'm going to be here for the next 3 hours. This is a test for you.
Okay.
I want you to listen to every word that I have said over the past 47 minutes, and I want you to call us back, and you identify the exact second and minute where I said that Bill Belichick has failed. Is that a deal? Can you do that?
That's a deal. And you mind if I play it back?
855-212-4CBS. Okay, Keith?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Goodness gracious. If there's one thing I know, is what the hell I say. I am very careful and very particular about everything that comes out of my mouth. And it wouldn't even be a thought to call Bill Belichick a failure. His coaches have failed. Mike is calling up from Fort Lauderdale. Mike, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Excellent. What's up?
Good, good. Well, to answer your question as to whether or not this thing is a coincidental or not, in my humble opinion, there's really no coincidence to it. And it's really not at all Bill Belichick specific. I think that this is just pretty much par, and it's not even specific to football. It's just human nature. You can go back as far as the and even farther than this, really. But for those of the callers that are old enough to remember the whole Chicago Bears '85 and how great they were, and Buddy Ryan went on to go coach for the Eagles, and he was met with some success, but not a whole lot. You'll have the same thing with Bum Phillips, who was outstanding as a defensive coordinator when he became a head coach. Again, you know, limited success. And there's many, 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 many examples of that. And for whatever reason, the old expression is, you know, people are anointed or they graduate to their highest degree of what is it, incompetence, for lack of a better word. And what ends up happening is people are great in a certain job, and then they get a promotion, and only to find out they're not so good at what's at the next level. So again, you know, you see that everybody who's been in any workforce for any period of time has seen people promoted to management that just were not management material. They were great in a previous position, but just not management material. And I think that's what's happening here. Now it's magnified because of the whole Bill Belichick success thing, but I think
correct.
If you do the analytics, you'll find that's pretty much par. Head coach after head coach after head coach that's been coming up from the a coordinator position, you know, you're going to find that most of them just don't work out. So
absolutely.
Again, I just don't think it's specific to Belichick
Thank
and the
you.
Patriots.
Thank you, Mike, for calling up from Fort Lauderdale. But the difference is, if you take a look at Bill Belichick, he is the man who's had a whole lot of success. Don is calling up from Clearwater. Don, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. Thanks for taking my call, brother.
Certainly. Going ahead.
You know what? I am just amazed that anybody would want to even interview Bill O'Brien. You know, considering that he's destroyed that Houston franchise for the next 10 years, giving away first-round picks like he was giving away Halloween candy.
Well,
it just amazes me.
Maybe it's a match made in heaven. The Jacksonville Jaguars are a joke, and maybe bringing in Bill O'Brien can help complete the circus. That's my best bet.
Well, you got a good point there, but it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. What are your thoughts? And we only have a few seconds here before I have to hit the break. What are your thoughts as it relates to the coaching tree? Can you tell me in 30 seconds?
You know what? If the Kansas City Chiefs defense falls down on their face like I think they will in the playoffs, I think Mike Zimmer would be a nice replacement for the Schwartz guy that we got now.
Okay. So you are ready to rip up the Chiefs. You're ready to do that already.
Well, the defense, you know, they have come around here lately, but I just know how they always play. And it's just going to be bad. I just got a bad feeling about it.
Okay. Well, Don, I want you to get some Maalox and some Pepto-Bismol. Have a nice warm glass of water. And try your best to stay even. Stay cool about it. Don't worry about it. A matter of fact, stay tuned. Because in about an hour, I'm going to give you my top six list of legitimate Super Bowl contenders. It'll be interesting to see where I put the Chiefs on the list. I'm not worried about Bieniemy. Not worried about Reed. Not worried about their players. A lot of their players came back to practice today. We'll talk about it, okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Pats, the Bills. We'll get into Ja Morant. We'll talk about Kyrie Irving. And as I told you, a top six list in another hour. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.